7 after the hour. It's Monday, the 7th of April. Hello. Hopefully you had a good weekend. Nice and warm and wonderful where you are. There's a storm moving across the country. See, I'm balancing. This is fair and balanced. I give you the good weather and the good news about the weather and then the bad weather. And the bad news about the weather. Don't you think that's fair and balanced?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, right.
It's a no-spin zone.
Hey, that's
a tornado.
Right, right. Yeah.
Right.
Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, and Ken Kessler here to bring you the update on the day. Tomorrow, the Queen of Cheap will be back with us. Roberta joining the boss and the rest of the gang. I'm not going to tell you who the boss is. You can make up your own mind who you think
they know,
the boss
worry.
Is. Yeah, I know. So, we have a discussion coming up in a few moments with a fellow who's a neuropsychiatric diagnostic specialist. How do you like that? Say that again.
I need him.
John Liebert will talk with us about what's going on with those who are suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder, likes of what we saw in the shooting last week. Meanwhile, let's get around to what's happening today, what we know. And in this sense, for me, I feel like baseball starts this week. Like last week was a practice week, pretty much like spring training. You had everybody worked around, but Richie...
Not for us, because he's going to count, buddy.
It was opening day.
It was great radio. Jennifer and I were talking about this, how the local listeners, the loyal listeners...
I was listening to the Nats yesterday on the radio.
Yeah, there are lots
and
lots of people.
There's a resurgence in Los Angeles, and this is, you know, things that happen here tend to happen other places as well.
Yeah.
So if you haven't heard, Time Warner came in and bought the rights to the Dodgers and the Lakers here in Los Angeles.
For
TV
purposes.
Right. Yeah. They've created the Southern California Sports Net. Typical. It's kind of you can put it up with like the Yankees channel.
We
where
have
they
Masson.
Right. You have the New
Mid-Atlantic.
England Sports Network.
Yeah, right.
Well, here's the problem. They paid so much for it that they raised everybody's rates by $6 a person.
Oh,
wow.
To get the channel, right?
Mm.
And so a lot of people have either dropped cable or they haven't spread it out to the other providers in the area, like DirecTV or Cox Communications. I think Cox actually has it now. But there have been a lot of people who can't even get the TV rights to the Dodgers. So
radio.
I've been watching on Facebook people talking about how at first they were mad that they had to listen to the games on the radio, and now they're appreciating the fact that it's actually a better experience to listen to the games on
the radio,
which is kind of
great listening to baseball on the radio.
Yeah.
Great.
It was
great
fun
stuff.
To watch this.
You have Vin Scully, too. So.
Yeah.
Of course
you
do. He's great.
Jennifer is going to update television. Entertainment this week has a focus story on 24 with a bad apple picture of Chloe. If you
she looks like a goth girl.
She looks pretty tough. I was reading it, thinking, ooh, how did that change? Anyway, so that's coming up in the next half hour of Good Day. Speaking of sports, last week there was a good deal of controversy created around second baseman for the Mets, Daniel Murphy. One taco said that he ought not to take the 3 days off. Mike Francesca or Francesca? I never know which is the RC. Francesca. Okay. Anyway, he was controversial with his statements about how, you know, he sort of the knuckle on the, what Kenny, I think you and I described
brings
it.
Brings up the debate on paternity leave.
Right. But one of the more controversial statements was made by Boomer Esiason, who said that Murphy ought to have forced his wife to have a C-section.
Timing. Hey, that's what I told you. It's all about timing it out. Look, you know what? In real life, I would be more supportive of paternity leave. This guy makes millions of dollars to swing a bat for a living. He was, I mean, it's not even like you're asking him not to be there for the birth of his child. He's taking time off to be, I mean, I would understand. If she's in labor, go be with your wife. She's in labor. But to be home with the baby for the first few days, get to work and swing a bat, dude. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
You're making a lot of money.
But he apologized over the weekend because he got clobbered. Did he get clobbered because of that?
But, hey, we're in a world now where...
sissies!
Where a large percentage of people are delivering by C-section because it's more convenient.
Yeah. Not good for the baby, however, unless you have to do it. It really is the building up of one's psychological...
I was a C-section. I turned out just fine.
Well, my two children were born C-section, but going through the birth canal supposedly does something for your psychological stability. Maybe that's where we start.
Hey, do
with,
you think there's a correlation between broken homes and C-section?
Well, let's find out. We have, in a moment, Dr. John Lieber joining us to talk about these items. What is there? Maybe we'll start with what goes on in the birth canal, and does that affect psychologically those who get disturbed by some things, and other people don't get disturbed by the same thing at all?
And we'll get to the PTSD.
Yep, absolutely.
Which is in the news, and
because of the Fort Hood shooting. 13 half the hour on Good Day.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, so good. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
It's smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston Beer Company, Boston Massive, Wisconsin.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Rebate form must be postmarked by June 30th, 2014. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends May 31st, 2014.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
From helping florists manage their first payroll to checking sales projections for logistics companies to showing garages how much they've been paid to pursuing leads for multinationals, Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit sageconfidence.com.
Quarter after the hour, Doug Steffen Lowe with Rich McFadden and Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horn with Dr. John Liebert, who is a practicing psychiatrist. He specializes in complex diagnostics, neuropsychiatric diagnostics, advanced psychopharmacology.
Fancy stuff.
Do you know how long I've been working at these for the entire 3-minute commercial break to make sure I didn't screw them up? We all have a concern about the state of the human condition when it comes to things like post-traumatic stress disorder, which is being, in my opinion, so badly handled. Dr. Liebert is the author of Wounded Minds, and in there you discover or help us understand why this problem is on the rise, why it leads to violent crimes, such as the shooting we saw last week. Dr. Liebert, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
So what do we need to know about what's going on now that may not have gone on when you and I were kids?
Well, when you were a kid, it's probably a little different time than when I was a kid. I go back to World War II, and that was a very different situation. basically, we liberated countries that were, you know, conquered by, you know, very brutal regimes, and the further we got into these countries, the more brutality we saw. The morale of the troops, even though the casualties were high, were, you know, was good. Vietnam, we progressively lost the meaning of war. It was 360 degrees. Nobody had your back until you got inside the wire. In the war on terror, it's not even safe inside the wire. You have to have somebody now holding a gun next to you while you sleep. So it's getting increasingly dangerous to go to war.
So, Fort Hood has been described as a dumping site for soldiers who are problems, and is that why Lopez, who never saw any active duty, was there?
I've never actually heard that said publicly, but I suspect that could be the case. If you're looking for answers, like in the Malaysian Airlines flight, if you're looking for the pings, I'd go to Fort Bliss in El Paso and not Killeen, Texas, where our Fort Hood is, because this guy just transferred in. I don't think they knew him at Fort Hood.
So he came from Fort Bliss?
Yes.
We have a lot of people listening to this program at Fort Bliss. I'd be interested in hearing from those men and women who are there may know something about this fellow. I did not know he came from Fort Bliss.
Very recently. I don't think they knew him at Fort Hood.
888-302-3684. So what is the problem? I speculated earlier that with all of the cesarean, they're sort of putting two things together, two and two making four. A lot of people are being born now. Cesarean section doesn't create the same sort of maturity or experience that one has going through the birth canal. Has that got anything to do with how mature? You're chuckling, so maybe.
Well, very. I think that there are some genetic studies, some twin studies, very, very rare but suggestive. You know, identical twins exposed to combat, and one experiences post-traumatic stress disorder and the other doesn't. That's, you know, like kind of suggestive. We ought to pursue that. There's probably some genetic, vulnerability. But just remember, this guy posted on Facebook 2 years ago, celebrating life. It has been exactly 1 year and 2 days since left Iraq, seeing in Fallujah the most brutal explosion. I was left paralyzed and started a discussion over the radio. I was only focused on breathing deeply. I was behind Vehicle 5, a diesel. I was only thinking about getting my back. And then the commander at Fort Hood says, did not experience any direct combat experience. This is 2 years or 3 years later, and they're still trying to determine whether this happened.
Whether he was actually in combat or whether...
Well, this is a post that he made on, you know, like almost 2 years ago on his Facebook.
Mm-hmm. The Army, it seems to me, is trying to cover this up. That's kind of the way it looks to me.
What they're doing is, you know what goes downhill in the Army. Yeah. And as you see this evolve from the first press conference, it went from a medical problem that was like almost served up to the press as a malpractice case against the physician, a chain of command problem and a disputed post-traumatic brain, and now there are no officers involved at all.
Yeah. All right, Dr. Lieber, thanks for giving us food for thought. Dr. John Lieber here with us on Good Day.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Familiar Kiss music. Simmons, the best known of all of the Kiss musicians, probably is, right?
Then Paul Stanley.
Yeah. All right, so Simmons wants help formulating ideas on how Rolling Stone's current cover stars should celebrate their 40th anniversary in the most epic way possible. So he's put it to the band, the fans, via Tongle. What's Tongle, Kenny?
It's like Kickstarter, but not as well known.
Ah, so it's a crowdfunding source. Aha. We've always been about the fans, Simmons says. We want ideas, and you know you're going to, we'll get something, we'll make something that's authentic out of all of this. Let's see here. This outfit that's a crowdfund has had Pringles, Speed Stick, as clients, interesting. It's sort of Kiss along with Pringles. That doesn't seem to, as we point out in the article from today's show at DougStephan.com. So this is coming out of left field. So anyway, fans can contribute ideas, sort of like Twitter, with 140 character notes. So what do you see? Can we follow this? Can the public follow this as the ideas are brought to the website, Kenny?
It depends how they're presented, but I would think so.
Mm-hmm. I think there's only one song, and that was the song you just played that I've ever really cared for.
I guess we would. Well, here would be your favorite song, Doug.
I forget this was Kiss, yeah. Moody Blues-ish.
Canada, I hate this song.
Really? So that's why I like it.
Why do you hate it? Because it's just a ballad?
It's just a ballad. Yeah. Rock bands with big guitars and makeup should not do ballads.
Right. You're supposed to make a lot of noise.
How do you shoot flames on the stage to this song?
I don't get it.
And this is the drummer, but there are no drums.
Yeah.
Music's not.
Come on.
There you go.
Please. Get up, get down.
But now, didn't we talk last week about some of the members of KISS being upset all the original guys are not included in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
No, the original guys are included.
Oh, the guys that have been around after.
It's the guys who put on makeup and pretend to be one of the original guys that are not included.
No.
So,
really?
Yeah.
Okay. right, so anyway, there's the latest news. You can check that story out. Crowdsourcing crowdfunding for KISS in their 40th anniversary at DougStephan.com. The story from Jennifer, which we may or may not spend a lot of time on, I'm just fascinated because of the reactions off the air that I had to a suggestion that arose over the weekend from Howard Stern, who, after David Letterman announced his retirement on Thursday, said, well, maybe this would be something for me. Or somebody asked him anyway, and he said, my plate is full. But that has been... He always says his plate is full, and then somebody waves a little more money in front of him. Like, they first offered him to go on America's Got Talent. They offered him $5 million. He said, no, sorry. Then they offered him $7 million. Well, maybe a little. Then they finally gave him $10 million. He said, okay, I'm in.
But do you think he really wants to work?
Well, I don't know that if he has a staff that puts the stuff together, this may or may not be work. Maybe he doesn't want to work. We were talking about him not being a good replacement for Letterman, but being a good after-hours guy.
Yeah, late.
With his foolishness. Yeah, but he doesn't like the FCC. The FCC doesn't like him. But I think he's calmed down a little bit, don't you? Anybody who's listened to him?
Oh, I think so. His wife has done some good for him.
Right, exactly. He's all over the Bulldog charities and lots of other things that, yeah, his wife, who is much younger than he is, has calmed him right down, which I guess tends to happen when you get into those circumstances.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, chewing is a natural behavior pattern for dogs. One reason puppies chew is because they're teething. And when your dog's teeth are cutting the gums, there's a lot of pain. The natural reaction is to chew. The easiest way to soothe his aching mouth is to freeze several natural rawhide bones, buy a few so the puppy doesn't get bored with them, and you can rotate the bones. Also, buy lots of chew toys, make sure they're safe and durable. Keeping them in the freezer will help alleviate a lot of the pain, just like a teething ring for a baby. You should also use some basic training. When you see your dog chewing, a lot of people will focus on no, no, no. If the dog is chewing, he might be bored or might just need some mental stimulation. Maybe the leash and collar should come out at that point and a little lesson should take place. There are a couple of reasons for dogs to chew. Teething, boredom, lack of exercise, and in rare cases, a mineral deficiency in the dog's diet. So if your dog is chewing, first you want to check the teeth. If he's teething, the frozen bones, give him a lot of exercise and stimulation, he'll stop, I promise. I'm Warren Eckstein. I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people, because they ask me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to
not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
An employee for carrying around a great attitude. I'm going to thank Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler for carrying around a great attitude.
Oh, no problem, sir.
Here it comes.
You're such a pleasure to work with.
Come on.
No.
Hit me. Deliver it. You can't not leave the punchline around there like that. Come on.
Remember B.A. Baracus?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a good president.
You got a bad attitude.
Isn't Baracus our president?
Huh?
Yes,
Mr. Baracus our president. Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. So we were talking with Dr. John Liebert, who is a psychiatrist, about what happened at Fort Hood. And he brought a couple of items to light that I would like to revisit with you for a moment before we get off onto the ping theory.
Ping.
Ping. Post-traumatic stress disorder and where it came from. He made an excellent point, I thought, in referencing World War II and how the soldiers, I mean, there certainly was post-traumatic stress being identified that way, but not to the extent, and I was thinking that some would, upon listening to that, think it was a political statement. I suppose you could read into it that if you want to. I didn't hear it that way. I thought it was actually well thought out and something that many of us have not thought about. If you go to Vietnam, you can even go back to Korea, because Korea was a wasted war, no victor. Vietnam.
No, I disagree.
Okay, you can disagree.
Look at South Korea now. South Korea is a great country.
Well,
with
why
a
did it? Why
great
did it
infrastructure?
Start? Why? But where, how did we impact that?
We saved it from being taken over by the North.
Well, no, I'm not sure that the communists were trying to take it over. Yes, perhaps you can make that argument.
The whole continent would have been the whole peninsula would have been a communist country now.
Well, in that area, the communists were responsible for Vietnam, which happened about 15 years later than Korea. And so when you take that, maybe, Richie, the approach might be that the sort of violence that was a part of, and I don't know this for a fact because I don't remember studying that part of it. I remember things like the March to Bataan, where the Japanese were, it was like I made a reference to the
Japanese were brutal.
The unnecessary violence in the movie Noah, which was brutal and horrible and unnecessary. Well, you can say that about Bataan. You can say that about the things that happened in Vietnam.
So your point was?
The point is that the post-traumatic era has been brought about by people seeing these horrific things and feeling that nothing comes from them. And so whether that's right or not...
Because we had victory in World War II.
Yeah, there was something...
And they had a feeling of satisfaction.
People felt good about it.
So the post-traumatic stress was...
Well, diluted. There was a reason
people
for all the death
and destruction. People don't feel good... people don't feel good about Iraq. People don't feel good about Afghanistan. People didn't feel good about Vietnam.
The other point he made was...
One more. Hold on, Rajiv.
Yeah.
People felt very good about Desert Storm. Remember the difference?
It was quick.
And that was, it was quick, but also something got done that needed to be done in a way that was, quick, efficient, whatever it was. But when it was all over, you could see that we had done or we felt like we did, and you could make a strong argument for us having done the right thing. Whereas that's not the case in Vietnam. We had no damn business there. We weren't really getting anywhere against the Vietnamese, mostly because of horrible leadership. And we had no business going to Iraq. And we went to Afghanistan and squandered the reason for us going there. And all of the men and the horrible way. I mean, we don't hear or see because we don't have. Remember in World War II, there were people like Ernie Pyle who would write back, and even Edward R. Murrow, you could make a Walter Cronkite. You could make a case for those soldiers who were embedded in the action for telling stories that didn't feel like what stories came out of Vietnam. Maybe that's just we're just compounding what we've said about this. But I think that...
Well, back in the newsreel days, they sugarcoated everything.
Well,
the nitty-gritty like we hear today.
Yeah, well, maybe that's part of it, Richie. I wasn't thinking about it that way. But under the circumstances, let's get to the bottom line here. The post-traumatic stress disorder is something the military doesn't want to admit. It doesn't know what to do with.
Another big part of it was identifying your enemy.
Yeah, you couldn't do
that. And in Vietnam, that became a lot harder, and certainly today, it's impossible.
Possible. Yeah.
Guys walking up to you in uniforms that are supposed to be your friends and then shooting and walking on your own base. Mm-hmm. It's just, so certainly that has to contribute.
So I've not heard from anybody, or I don't know if we have, because I don't have my thing working here. Richie, we have everybody listening in El Paso that's at Fort Bliss that wants to talk about this, because the doctor was specific, and Jennifer mentioned it on Friday, that he'd been transferred over to Fort Hood from Fort Bliss because he was a problem, and Fort Hood is where all the problem soldiers go. So if that's the case, is the military doing something here that requires a little more examination? The medical literature says that his form of PTSD can cause second injuries if it threatens to invalidate the patient's traumatic experience. The number of suicides, we were talking about this last week, up 80%, that sort of thing. 1 in 6 veterans returning from Iraq or Afghanistan diagnosed with this. 6,500 veterans committed suicide last year. All right. So what do you make of this? Mark is calling us at 888-302 Doug. Mark, hi.
Good morning.
Morning.
I was just calling to let you know that even with Desert Storm, I'm a Desert Storm veteran myself. I was in the 1st Battalion, 27th Field Artillery out of Babenhausen, Germany. And, even though it was a quick war, it was a decisive war, even myself, I have small issues here and there. A lot of it just going back to the fear that you had of
what sort of issues,
another man was trying to kill you.
If you don't mind my asking and you telling us what your specific issues are, what do you have going on with you?
Well, definitely what they call hypervigilance. I'm always looking around. I'm always, watching. If I sit in a restaurant, I want to see the exit door. I want to see who's coming, who's going, because as we all know, you don't know what kind of idiot's going to come in and do something foolish.
Do you have a gun that you carry with you at all times? Do you have a concealed carry permit?
No, I don't carry a firearm. No, I do not. That's not to say that I wouldn't respond, that I wouldn't act.
Mm-hmm.
But, it's just that I mean, I think part of your point is correct as far as the decisiveness and the victory and so forth. But on the same hand, when you're placed in that kind of position where, you know, your life is on the line, it does do something to you. It really does.
What has this done to your family? How does it affect the rest of your life? What's going on with you? How does that affect the rest of your environment?
Well, in the early part of my marriage, it affected my wife quite a bit because, you know, I would have dreams or wake up or, you know, one time in particular, my wife said that I was on the floor of the bedroom hollering for her to get down. And I have no recollection of that whatsoever, that that took place. She was telling me that that took place. Mm. And not that, you know, every moment of my day is consumed by something related to the war. That's not the case.
But it's there.
It's just that every now and then a smell or something might, you know, trigger a little something, you know?
Yeah. What do you do for work now?
I'm actually a children's minister. I work with kids, yes.
Isn't that interesting? Wow.
Mark, how's your relationship with your wife? Not to get too personal, but I know a couple of guys where it just kind of fell apart when they got back.
Well, I think it's good for the most part. I mean, we do struggle here and there, you know, some little things, and some of it related to my time in service, but, you know, we lean on each other, we lean on our faith, and, you know, I mean, I think we do quite well.
All right. Did you have to shoot anybody when you were in the service?
No, I did not. I did come awful close to actually having to fire my weapon, and it would have actually been a friendly fire incident because it was our supply officer that didn't know the password, and I was a 19-year-old scared kid. Had it been today at almost 45 years old, unfortunately, I would have shot him.
Did you go down the career path you did because of your experiences there?
I don't know if that was the cause or more of my own growing up, my own situation as a kid or what, I don't know, but you know, I'm just trying to make a positive impact on society where I'm at and to what I can do as an individual.
Yeah, thanks for the call, sir. 888-302-3684. So there's some more light on that situation. Gentlemen, ladies, as we begin to want to look our best at springtime, and you're struggling with your hairline, you want it to be stronger, healthier, fuller, heck, you just want more hair. So, may I send you to the same place Tom from Arizona went? He sent me an email. He said, I've been using this Provia for pretty much the entire time you've been talking about it. The results are amazing. I've seen my hair grow back. Comes in thicker every day. Well, you know why that happens? Because what this product Provia cleanses the scalp, gets the pores open so that the hair that's growing, the follicles that are under your scalp can come through the pores, and you get a little peach fuzz after a month or two, and then it begins to really get thicker and better, and that's when you feel good about having used Provia. I'm just happy to have so many people coming back to me with so many reasons for them being happy. Compliments, I feel better about myself, I don't look so old, any of those things. Call this number now, 800-525-8319 for the same results by ordering Provia. 800-525-8319. Provia Super Concentrate is yours. Noticeable results, absolutely, absolutely guaranteed, or your money back. Get the hair back. 800-525-8319.
When you had to write a paper on Abraham Lincoln, you didn't write it the night before it was due. You wrote it on the way to school that morning. And sure, it had bus handwriting, but you had one heck of a weekend. Deadlines have never scared you. They're dead. What can they do? And now you've only got a few days left to do your taxes, and you're not even breaking a sweat. Because you know you can get on TurboTax whenever you want, answer a few questions about your year, and finish your taxes at the exact minute you planned. The last minute. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
It's the new year, and you know what that means. Tax time is coming. Here's a tip from TurboTax to help you get ready right now. Make a tax return category checklist sheet that lists all the categories of the information that you'll need for your return this year. Then prepare a folder labeled 2013 Tax Info and attach the checklist to the outside. Every time you receive an item, place it in the folder and check it off your list. You'll be surprised at how much time you're going to save, and most importantly, the stress you'll avoid with this system. For a copy of the detailed category tax preparation checklist, go to intuit.turbotaxpreparationlist.com.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand-name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Rebate form must be postmarked by June 30th, 2014. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends May 31st, 2014.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to tell the world about your amazing cupcake shop.
Try our amazing cupcakes.
From large in-store signs and banners to custom t-shirts and menus. Everything.
Try our amazing cupcakes?
Yeah, sure. Oh, it tastes like feet. Except amazing cupcakes. Thousands of products added to Staples.com every day.
Uh-oh.
Even antacids. Now get 50% off marketing materials. Staples. Make more happen.
Offers 5-14. Minimum quantities and exclusions apply. See store associate or staples.com/copy and print for details.
She's the queen of cheap. The diva of
She is the
good
queen
job,
of cheap.
Good job, Rich.
Hi, television time here. Jennifer, 13 before the hour.
Our little finger, Richie.
I'm reading the article from Entertainment Weekly about Jack Bauer being back incredibly ripped. Apparently he's changed his physique somewhat. There is a lot of action in England. Chloe has a new look.
Very gothic.
Right.
They're brooding.
Benjamin Bratt is a part of the new cast. And I'm looking at where we left off the last shot, the last frame of him looking up into the camera at Chloe. And that's where it picks up. The article goes into a lot of the different nuances and shows Chloe, maybe more interestingly than Jack, with a new hairdo and kind of a tough... How did you describe it,
Kenny? She's
gothic, really. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's some new news about 24. It's found a site for its online streaming. I think this is going to kind of set precedent for how TV is going to be done from here on out.
Yeah.
The show is going to stream all 8 of its previous seasons exclusively on Amazon Prime's Instant Video. This is according to The Wrap. Amazon will be the only online streaming service to air both the show and the event series 24 Live Another Day, which airs on Fox starting in May. I think it's not necessarily good or bad. I think for Amazon, it's fantastic. I think from a consumer standpoint, if you want to have Hulu or if you want to have Amazon Prime or, you know, whatever you want to do to stream your programming, now you're going to have to kind of get access to all of these.
So I can't go to Hulu if I miss an episode.
Right.
I can't go to Fox to get an episode.
It seems that way, which is kind of bizarre because it was offered through Netflix before and Hulu, but now Amazon's the only one that's going
to
have it.
Wow. Yeah, they're all trying to get exclusives.
The president even had a reaction to David Letterman retiring.
Yeah.
And one wonders if that...
He's upset, Dougie.
Is he?
He said there'll be more than 10 reasons David Letterman will be missed. He tweeted that, actually, from his official account. Obama has appeared on The Late Show 7 times and twice as president. Jay Leno also commented on the retirement news, telling Extra, quote, "Oh, well, you know, he and I are going to do the Sunshine Boys on Broadway, so we're very excited about that." Which would be awesome,
that
by the way.
Kind of fine. That would be good.
You know, it's funny because Jimmy Fallon went on to The Tonight Show on Friday night and did a top 10 list, kind of copying Dave, about reasons why he shouldn't retire. So a lot of people are paying tribute to him.
I would imagine Fallon would love for Letterman to stick around because he could probably tear him up in the ratings.
Mm-hmm. Probably.
Why is there still a lot of conversation about the finale of How I Met Your Mother?
Because people were kind of disappointed with the way it ended.
Well, how did it end?
Spoiler alert, the mother was dead. And
all along?
No. The mother was, well, yeah, kind of, during the show. The mother was dead, but he talked about how he met them, had the kids, and then went back to his original love, Robin, from the
show. All right, so then How I Met Your Father, is the father going to be dead when that series premieres next year?
I don't know, Dougie, I don't know.
Good heavens. Isn't that interesting, though, how people get all worked up about stuff like that? It's 51 past the hour. Jennifer Horn with Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden on the Good Day program with Doug Steffen.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on the program, and time to sort of focus on some of the things that are making news from the medical world. Tiger Woods in the focus, Dr. Ken. He's going to miss the Masters tournament because he's had back surgery. What's the matter with him?
Exactly. Tiger Woods, Doug, has a herniated disc in his lower back. This is a rupture of the rubbery cushions that separate the bones in your spine. Tiger underwent a microdiscectomy to repair the ruptured disc. A discectomy involves removal of the herniated portion of a disc to relieve irritation and inflammation of a nerve. It'll take several months to recuperate and will require some intense rehab. Hopefully this 38-year-old will be back. But in golf, back injuries are not uncommon. Arnold Palmer, Jack Nicklaus, and the current number two woman in the world just missed an important tournament because of back issues.
A lot of twist and turn.
So that's what it is, right? It's that constant motion back and forth. It's
exactly.
Pretty understandable, right?
And he lifts a lot of weights. I mean,
he works out very hard.
Yeah. All right, next item, the light in the morning. When you wake up, you open up your blinds and you see that brand new day. That could be a big help to you if you're looking at it the right way, Ken.
Exactly. We're not making this up. This is in the Public Library of Science, PLOS One Journal this week. Doug, spending time in the bright morning light may help you slim down. People exposed to more light earlier rather than later in the day tend to be leaner than their peers. Those who are exposed to brighter light earlier in the day are the slimmest. So what we're recommending is between 20 minutes and 30 minutes of bright morning light between 8 a.m. and noon.
Really? All right. Next item concerns the goon squad at the FDA.
What? Does anybody find it a little disturbing that a doctor and a study has to tell us to get 20 to 30 minutes of light?
We're talking about bright light and even sunlight.
Yeah, there's not a lot of common sense in the world.
That scares me a little.
All right, do you want to be scared? I refer to them as the goon squad. The FDA came under my scrutiny this week because they want to eliminate brewer's grain from its use as feed for cattle, and they have no real good reason except they are worried about it getting into the food supply. They're not worried about it being in the beer that you drink, but they're worried about feeding it to cattle. You tell me that makes some sense. Meanwhile, they have approved an under-the-tongue hay fever pill.
Brewer's yeast is good for you.
Yeah, I know it is. So you tell that to the FDA and the idiots that are there.
I can't even understand that.
Yeah.
So just in time for the spring allergy season, our FDA this week approved a new under-the-tongue pill to treat hay fever caused by certain grass pollens, Doug. Oralair, R-O-A-L-A-I-R. It's the first under-the-tongue allergen extract approved in America. The initial dose is taken in a doctor's office so that the patient can be monitored for any harmful reactions, and follow-up doses are taken at home. The approval of Oralair provides an alternative to allergy shots, and of course, allergy shots have to be given in the doctor's office. And oh, my aching arm, no more of that, maybe.
Yeah. All right. Now, what do we do before the government was around? The CDC says that our salt guidelines, the government salt guidelines, are not good for your health.
Exactly. This is American Journal of Hypertension. This is some good news. This is a new analysis of 25 prior studies. It reveals that both too much salt and too little salt are both harmful, increasing the risk of heart disease and even death. The safest range of salt consumption appears to be about 2.5 grams and 5 grams of salt per day. This new analysis actually contradicts, as you were suggesting, the public health policy in America. The CDC is standing by its recommendation of less than 2.3 grams of salt per day for healthy people under 50 and less than 1.5 grams per day for most people over 50. Try to eat 1.5 grams of salt per day. I dare you.
Yeah. Under the circumstances, this is you add it to food, but there's a lot of salt naturally in some foods as well.
Exactly. And that's why it's so hard for anyone to get that low. The food is tasteless.
Yeah. Well, and then, well, there's a whole other thing about what the other ingredients there are that could be good or bad for you. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, brought to you by the folks who are responsible for helping your gut with Gutsy Chewy.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give us an upset stomach. After eating, what do I do when I have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances the body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and I've got news for you. In 2009, a team of doctors won the Nobel Prize in Physiology for discovering that the ends of chromosomes are protected by coverings called telomeres that control cellular aging. Immortalium nutritionally helps extend the lifespan of telomeres and is the most advanced anti-aging supplement to date. Healthy cell growth depends on healthy chromosomes, and healthy chromosomes depend on telomeres. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.